Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, we'll start with the action in Finn Park on Friday night. Harps losing 1-0 at home to UCD. That was a disappointing night for Ollie Horgan and his players, wasn't it?
Yeah, difficult match, obviously, a disappointing result. Performance wasn't great overall. Both teams scrapped it out, and it looked like it was heading for a draw, and then obviously a wee bit of quality by UCD, and Liam Kerrigan getting his head to a good ball in from Evan McCaffrey and scoring a good goal, and that was the difference. And Harps huffed and puffed a wee bit after that, and pushed a bit more and got more bodies forward, but without any real quality, and a few half chances throughout the game. But in general, it lacked quality of the game and overall, and disappointing performance and result.
You touched on it there, but very few chances created in the game for Harps. Is that a cause for concern for Ollie?
Yeah, listen, it has been all year. Scoring goals has been a major problem for Finn Harps this year, and obviously that was very evident again, and no real threat. And obviously with Eric McWood's up there as well, and he is a wee bit of a threat and pace and going beyond defenders, but we don't have enough of that in the team. And that's causing problems because, you know, you need to produce a wee bit of magic from somewhere. And if you haven't got the pace to frighten defenders like we had last year, you know, it can be all the difference to get you up or keep you up in the Premier League. And at the moment, we're just lacking that real threat up front. And that's an area that I would presume that the management team will look to address in the transfer window in July.
Yeah, and Drogheda up next for Harps. Given the result on Friday night, is there more importance placed on the game now than there was before?
Yeah, listen, every game's important, especially against the teams that are down there. And I mean, we're looking at that wee money league now. I mean, Shelburne had a big result. They're 19 points. You've drawn and 13, Harps and 10. And UCD have closed that gap now to 2 to Harps. They're 8 points. So, you know, that Shelburne pulled away a wee bit at the minute. So at the minute, you're looking at UCD, Finn Harps and Drogheda. So those games are really important. And it's really important. And on top of that, we're really Drogheda at the weekend, and we need to be given at least a draw. And similar to the UCD one, where it wasn't you just couldn't afford to lose it, and then you lose it, so it brings extra pressure to the Drogheda United match next weekend, and we need to be getting something there that either a draw or 3 points away from home. But scoring is a big problem for us, as we said earlier.
Yeah, and Drogheda themselves, they were beaten away at Shelburne, so they'll also feel they need a big win against Finn Harps, won't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I mean, there have been mixed results of lately. Sean Boyd scored a header in the 51st minute, so he's actually scored twice in the last two games for Shelburne and given them 6 points, and they've won two big victories for them, and that pushes them, the difference between Drogheda United and Shelburne. So, yeah, listen, Drogheda United, we know every game away from home is very difficult. Drogheda United have been good enough at home, not so good away from home, but the last match that was in Finn Park for Harps were better than Drogheda United, and probably should have got 3 points and draw a score and made it to get a 2-2 draw. And we'll be looking for the same sort of performance, and can we reduce that wee bit of quality away from home? And, you know, the way we play and the way we're set up, we're probably better suited to play away from home, even though it will be very difficult against them. But we maybe hopefully can get a draw out of the game next weekend.
Yeah, moving away then from the battle at the bottom to the one at the top of the table. Derry City, they ran champions Shamrock Rovers close, but it wasn't enough. Their manager, Rory Higgins, he felt after the game they deserved a point. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, overall, I thought Derry City were good away from home. I played very well in the first half, had a few half chances. Jamie McGonigal had a half chance, good save by McManus into the box. Danny Lafferty had a half chance as well, and there wasn't much between it. Derry definitely edged it in the first half. The second half, I thought Shamrock Rovers were better, and then as usual, Stephen Bradley emptied the bench a wee bit and brought on a wee bit of quality. Dylan Watts came on in the midfield, and Danny Mandrew came on as well, and obviously he went and scored the winner in the 79th minute. And where Andy Lyons, who's been probably their star signing this year on the left side, came inside and had a shot and was well saved and parried into the pathway of Danny Ryan, but Danny Mandrew, and he went and finished some close range, and that was the main difference. Disappointing, obviously, result. Rory will be probably happy enough with the performance away from home, but it means they lose 3 points. And I suppose now, if you look at Derry City, drew with Bowes, drew with St Pat's, lost to Shams now, so they've only gained they've only gained 2 points out of a possible nine, and that's been the difference, where Shamrock Rovers have got those 3 or 4 victories now, and they're 4 points clear from Derry City. So a lot to be played for. Good performance by Derry City. Disappointing result. Probably should have got a draw out of the match, but similar to the one up in the Brandywell, where they ended up getting 3 points, and probably should have got a draw. It would have been a fair result in the first game up there. So they're important games. So Derry won the first one and Shannon's won the second one. Vincent will see the next two big games happen between those two teams, because they are the two teams that are going to be fighting it out for the league title.
Yeah, and Dundalk up next for Derry. How important is the game for Derry to bounce back and keep the pressure up on Shamrock Rovers?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dundalk have gone well. And Dundalk are on 25 points in third in the table. And they were 1-0 down against Bowes in the first half. Kieran Kelly scored a goal, and then they scored three in the second half with Patrick Verhoeven and Paul Doyle and Robbie Benson scoring an excellent third team goal. So that was a big result for them, obviously. And they're going really well. Stephen O'Donnell is then firing in all cylinders, so it's not going to be straightforward, not going to be an easy game for Derry City, but they're at home, and you expect them to probably bounce back and get 3 points, but it won't be easy against a good Dundalk team.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that the result from that Dundalk and Bowes game, it was 3-1 to Dundalk. Is there pressure starting to pile on Bowes boss Keith Long?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I suppose there's probably a bit of pressure on a couple of them managers. Keith Long, we probably won. Sligo Rovers' performances haven't been great of late as well, and there's been extra pressure up there as well. So it's professional league. Results are so important, and if you get bad results and you can get if you get three or four of them on a bounce, can really cause extra problems for you as a manager. And Keith Long's under a wee bit of pressure, but he's there. He's been there 4 or 5 years now, and he'll not be panicking too much, and he knows that there's good quality in that Bowes team, and they'll come back with probably, you know, in the next while probably get a few ones, and if you can get a few ones one after the other and get 9 points in 3 games, can make all the difference. And similar, Keith Long will be looking for them to bounce back as well, but Bowes have a good squad of players, they're just not getting results.
Yeah, and finally then, Declan, the game last night between Sligo Rovers and St Pat's, it ended level, 1 apiece. Was the draw the fair result there?
Yeah, I think so overall. Again, similar sort of match, lacking a wee bit of quality at times, both teams. Even though it started off reasonably well, you know, Sligo obviously got off to 1-0, got a 1-0, Aidan Keane scored again. I think that's the seventh goal of the season, scored against Shamrock Rovers as well last Monday night. So he's been a real find for Sligo Rovers, and they 1-0 up, and St Pat's then scored through a great ball by Owen Doyle into the box, and Burns finishes to the net, and you know, that's a wee bit of quality that they have. Darragh Burns is a really good player, young lad, but it's excellent quality, and 1-1 overall was the result, and both teams huffed and puffed with no real quality on the day, and it's a fair result overall, and that both teams would be happy enough for that. But yeah, it's interesting because I mean, Sligo now in 21 points and St Pat's are in 25, so they're very close together, you know, and fourth and fifth position. So both of them will be pushing hard again to Europe, and it'll be interesting to see now what happens in July, because they'll probably look to add to the squads. Sligo for sure, they're probably looking for 3 points, to get 3 points in the next match, and so they have Bowes away as well, so that's going to be a difficult game, and when we're chatting about Keith Long under a bit of pressure, there's probably a bit of pressure as well in Sligo.